Thank you for joining us. I'm Charlie Jacobs.
And I'm Zach Bouchard.
Coming up in this TR5 Tech Review and 5 after a long hiatus, Zach and I are back. This time we're going to be talking about Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. What are they and how can you use them? Coming up next on TR5. Thank you so much for tuning in here on the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast for this Tech Review in 5. I'm Charlie Jacobs. First and foremost, we would like to offer a sincere apology for the long hiatus between episodes. Zach and I have been extremely busy with life and sports and all that stuff. So unfortunately, we have not been able to get any episodes out, but we're hoping to get back on a consistent schedule. We have some full episodes in the works, but we just wanted to get back in the swing with a quick TR5. So Zach, it's been a while, but how you doing?
Good. How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing well. I cannot believe it's been so long, but let's get back into it. So the first thing we're talking about on this TR5 is Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. So you probably heard of both of these. These are essentially car automation systems where your iOS or Android can be integrated into the car for driver intelligence, as they call it. So Zach, take it away. I know you're big on both of these pieces of technology.
Right. So, you know, you may have seen that your vehicle might be compatible with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, or maybe it isn't, but you've probably heard about it. And you're probably wondering, well, what are these? Now, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay aren't something that only relies on the car. They're actually based on your phone, but it works by you connecting your phone to your car using either a USB cable or a wireless Bluetooth connection that's available in some 2021 models. Now, the first vehicles to launch with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay were around 2014. First one with Apple CarPlay was a 2014 Ferrari, and the first one with Android Auto was a 2015 Hyundai Sonata. Now, these systems, basically, they extend your phone's capabilities to your car's display. So normal functions that your phone might have, such as phone calls, text messages, navigation apps, media, all of that is now accessible on your car's display. Now, you may be wondering, well, my car already has this stuff built in, you know, maybe a nav system. But these are apps that are built into your phone. So the phone app is going to be the same exact app that's on your phone. And the navigation app is going to be Google Maps or Apple Maps, right? Not just the built-in nav.
So going off what you said, that's a good point. A lot of cars, Uconnect is an example, which is in the Fiat Chrysler vehicles, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, those. Personally, from my experience, that's a terrible system, and that's an example. A lot of those car manufacturer software navigation systems are really bad. But with this, you could use something like Zach said, Google Maps or Waze. So you can get the app that you're used to on your phone integrated into the car with the voice commands and whatnot. So that is a really cool feature. Now, you might be wondering, how do you connect to the cars? So most of the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, you need to use a USB port. So the car has a USB built in, which obviously you just plug into your phone via the charging cable, and then it'll pop up on the screen. So that's very simple. But Zach, this is something I truly don't know. Is there a wireless option, or at this point, is it still USB?
Yeah, like I mentioned, there is a wireless option. It's only available on 2021 models as far as I know. But I've tested it out with the wireless. It works great. Usually just when you connect, you know, you're probably familiar with connecting your phone to the car using Bluetooth to get calls on the car. So usually when you do that, the car will recognize that you have Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. And so then it'll launch it automatically without having to plug your phone in. One thing I've noticed is that it is slightly laggier. You know, when you're just navigating around the screen, it doesn't seem as snappy as when you use a USB cable. But overall, it's still a great experience.
Right, so I just kind of want to quickly describe what this looks like. So in your car, you might have a bottom display on the screen that says something like radio, call, apps, and one of the app options would be something like Apple CarPlay or the Android Auto. In this, it fills up your whole screen, and it pretty much looks like your phone. It has all the icons like Apple Music, phone, iMessages, and they like the interface looks just like your phone. It has the same sort of graphic design, and the same goes for Android. So this is really cool. It's almost like you have your phone's home screen just on your car screen, and it's really cool. Now, of course, there are downsides. I know some people have talked about distraction, because if you don't just have the default apps, but you have things like you can listen to podcasts, you might be scrolling through your texts on the screen. Some people have found that to be pretty distracting, but of course, in some cars, it won't let you use it when you're moving, and others obviously has the voice commands. So Zach, going off of what I said, what do you think are the biggest up and downsides to using CarPlay versus maybe just having your phone in like a holder, you know, near the steering wheel?
Right. One of the great things about using Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and again, I mean, it is like your phone home screen, but they have optimized it so that it makes it easier to use when you're driving. So icons are bigger, you know, there's less cluttering the screen so that when you look over it, you don't have to search around for what you're looking for. You can easily see it. And some great upsides are that, you know, your phone is fully integrated. So if you are driving and, you know, your navigation app tells you you need to make a turn in 400 feet, it's going to come through your car speakers, not just your phone speakers. Also, if you want to stream music from Spotify, Apple Music, or you want to listen to a podcast, you could listen to our podcast in your car. That will automatically start playing through your car stereo system if you use it via Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
So one big thing here, and I was reading an article about this earlier, is the Siri versus Google Assistant. And Zach, this is something we've talked about countless times, and something at one point we'll definitely have a full episode on this. But, you know, you might not want the lady going, "Please say a command after the beep." We all know like the notorious voice that seems to be in every car. But now you're getting your customized assistant with Siri or Google Assistant, which is still not great half the time. But at least you're getting your customized assistant with the voice commands. And that's something that's really helpful, because instead of you saying, searching phone book, because a lot of those systems are really outdated, the ones that are built into the car. With this, you're getting the voice you recognize, the prompts you recognize. So I think one place where this really stands out is the Bluetooth assistance, Zach.
Absolutely. And one cool feature that I've noticed is that if most cars have a voice button on the steering wheel, and usually that activates the car's built-in voice assistant. But if you happen to have one of these, if you happen to have your Android or iOS device connected, it will actually activate the Google Assistant or Siri instead of the car's inbuilt voice assistant, which is great because you don't want to activate that if you have a smart assistant available on your car system. And it's also great because these are also specially optimized for vehicles. So, you know, if you get a text message while you're driving, you could have it so that it automatically reads out the message. You know, if you get a call, maybe it'll announce the caller ID, and it's gonna be in the same voice as what your usual voice assistant is. So it's that same functionality, but just expanded for when you're driving.
Absolutely. And the final thing we didn't cover, and we're not gonna cover, but just want to say it really quickly, you might be thinking, oh, do I want the Android or the Apple? And this might be self-explanatory, but some people aren't as well versed in the tech world. But obviously, if you have an iOS phone, which is an iPhone, you'll have the Apple CarPlay. And if you have an Android phone, which would be a Pixel, LG, Samsung, you'll have the Android Auto. So you don't really have a choice. It's not like you think, oh, which one's better? No, it's whatever type of phone you have. And pretty much every car that has one has the other. So if you have a car from, I want to say, I think you said this earlier, maybe 2015, something like that, within the last couple of years.
2015 onward, it'll likely have it.
Exactly. So if you have a car within the last, we'll say 7 years, you would just pick Android or iOS depending on which one you had. So they're both great products. And really, you'll just see a lot of the UI user interface from the phones. So I think that is going to wrap up Season 2, Episode 5 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast, brought to you, as always, by America's number one favorite news show, Today Now. So for Zach Bouchard and everyone here at Zachnology, thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope to have a full episode out as we continue Season 2 in the next couple of weeks. Thanks for tuning in.
Our copyright 2022 by Zilcharlie Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zilcharlie has received paid compensation from Spotify Technologies SA. Zilcharlie reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for a paid compensation.